Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we're with Ken McEvey, the founder of the Miami Rice Pudding Company franchise. And I think, Don, where we last left off, I wanted to ask Ken about that. Ken, what characteristics do you think make a successful entrepreneur?
Someone that's dedicated and believe in what they're doing. Also, you know, there is some sacrifice in it, you know. But if you believe in your what you do and, you know, you're dedicated to it, you should be very successful. And like I said before, you know, you can't always think inside the box. Sometimes you have to think outside the box and come up with that great concept or idea that'll work for you.
Sure, absolutely.
Someone has to really like what they're doing, and you're right, be dedicated. It's just going to make it more fun, and this way that's going to come out with their customers. It's going to,
you know, there's a couple things like with our franchise system that entrepreneur liked. You know, we have a declining royalty. You know, so the more product, you know, you sell, of course, the less the royalty fee is. And then another thing we do too, if you're in a larger mall, we allow you to set up at least two locations, and it's only one franchise fee. We don't charge you a double franchise fee, and it's only considered one royalty. So
right.
You know, they picked up on that, and they thought that was really good. That that's in our, you know, our UFOC and everything. So
I would agree. I could see you guys, Ken, in like a Mall of America. I don't know if you've ever been to the Mall of America, but
yes.
The biggest mall in the world. I could see, you know, the two locations of the Miami Rice Pudding Company in a place like that. You know, it's just so massive, you know.
Exactly. Yep.
That's something.
Ken, you talked about training a little bit. Maybe talk a little bit about the ongoing support after the training period.
Well, our ongoing support is, what we do is, like I said, we keep our R&D lab. Every couple weeks, our R&D lab will come up with a new flavor. And what we're going to do is that'll be sent out to, of course, our franchisees, and to make sure that they like the product. You know, some products are going to sell, some of our, like, say, a key lime may sell really good down in Florida, may not be good out in the Midwest.
Right.
Because we have such a vast variety of flavors, our franchisees aren't required to have all 40 flavors. Now we're up to, you know, so they might only want, say, 20 of the flavors, or keep that that other flavor for a special occasion during the week or whatever, you know. So they're not going to be required to handle all of those flavors, because we do. Our R&D lab comes up with some unbelievable flavors for us. Over the holidays, we had a candy cane and we had gingerbread, and it just went out the door.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
And Ken, I guess you really want your franchisees to be hands-on. It's not like someone can invest in a Miami Rice and have someone manage the place.
We would prefer the owner to be there, or to have someone who's ever going to operate it has to come to the training.
Right.
You know, you can't just come to the training and then turn it over to someone else. We want you to be hands-on, because it is all about greeting the public and giving them a new taste of something. So, and if you're the owner or the franchisee, you're going to do that.
Right.
I guess with so many flavors, can inventory get to be a little tough sometimes? That's
no
problem.
Because, like I said, you're not required to carry them.
Right.
You're not required to carry them. Like I said, you can, you know, there's an order sheet. What you do is you order 20 flavors.
Right.
And you know, you get those 20 flavors. You don't have to order, like I said, because some flavors may be better in the Midwest or down in Florida or in New Jersey than they are out in the Midwest or California. So, you know, you have those options to pick and choose.
Right. That's something.
No, I was just going to say, you don't have to tell us, Ken, but what's your favorite flavor?
That was my question.
I'm going to tell you, it's pumpkin. I love pumpkin rice pudding.
Really?
I put it in, we have a little graham cracker crust with a little whipped cream on top, and it is unbelievable.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, my dad's a big rice pudding fan, so he's just going to be happy as heck once he sees all these different flavors and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a Brooklyn boy, Ken.
I
just wanted to ask you, what are the Miami Rice Pudding Company's plans for the future?
Well, we have a couple big things working right now. One of our franchise companies now, going to be within the very near future, signing an agreement, and will be international relatively soon.
That's great.
Which is really good. It came up. They actually flew in, came in, were there for a couple of days with us, had the product, loved the product, thought it would do very well overseas, internationally, and they're going to be putting, we're thinking right to start off, they're going to open 5 right away, and then they want to open at least 20 within the next year.
That's great. How about any, you probably have been called already on this. If not, it's definitely going to happen as far as co-branding. You know, any co-branding plans?
Yes. We've had a lot of people call, and we've had some major manufacturers call wanting to put our product on the shelf, but we don't want to do that. We find that, you know, it's not fair to our franchisees to do that, and we can keep control over our product then. When you put it out on the shelf in the supermarket, I don't know, that's just not the way we want to go. We really want to stick with our franchisees and do it this way. Of course, you get a fresher product.
Sure.
You know, so.
Yeah, how about being in a mall location? Would you ever give the franchisee a choice of doing a kiosk, or it only works with?
They have a choice. We have one of our new designs, too, is we're actually looking out to put in cafes. But we have a kiosk design, we have an inline store design, we have a 12-foot cart design. Two of our kiosk designs, one's an 8x12 and the other one's 14x14. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, we have the cafe design that we're doing. So they will have a choice on wherever they would like to be. They might want to put an actual inline sit-down cafe on one end of the mall and then, say, have a cart at the other end.
Right. And what's the total investment size range for people listening, really wanting to look at this a little closer?
Range anywhere from $70,000 to $165,000 if you're going with the cafe.
Right, including the franchise fee. And
that's everything.
Everything all billed out.
Turnkey operation.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Interesting, yeah.
Ken, what's the best way to get in touch with you if someone wants to become a Miami Rice Pudding Company franchisee or want more information? What should they do? Should they call you? Should
they
go to the website?
They can call the 800, it's 866-6-EAT-RICE, or our website is www.miamiricepuddingco.com.
Okay, great. And we have links, too, on our show page as well, Ken. So, our listening audience can actually just click and go to your website.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Ken, I'm confident you're going to have a lot of success. It's I think you're on to something.
We believe we are. We have a couple of them, signed now, and we're looking to be in some very trendy places, Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. We're looking New Hope, Pennsylvania.
That's great.
Just the early feedback you're getting. Must really be nice for you and your wife. So
exactly. We started this company, thinking of what I'm going to do when I retire, and it was very good. It's a great product. I'm real happy because people that some big publishers that have tried our product absolutely just gave us rave reviews on it. So.
And I was serious about that royalty and spokesman position. So once the company really starts taking off.
Only if you wear the costume.
That's right. There you go. That's right, Don.
I'll do that, Scott. I used to own a food business. I used to own a Stewart's Root Beer. I got dressed up as a clown one day, so I got experience wearing it.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, I wanted to thank you for coming on the show today. I expect great things from you guys, and I think you're just going to be a very, very big franchise. So, again, we're going to have you back in the future.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks, Ken. You have a great day today.
Take care. You too.
Thanks, Ken.
Take care.
That was great, Don.
Yeah.
Great concept, you know. I mean, I think, again, this is going to be one of the another big franchise, you know. But I was thinking, as Ken was talking, I said, you know, he mentioned that you could have two in one mall. And I said, God, you know, a place like the Mall of America, where our friends PB Loco are actually located.
Right.
I mean, I can see that. I mean, very, very, I think they're going to be huge.
Yeah, I realize it's such a worldwide product, and it seems like you really did their homework. So
they did, and I think that's the key to anything. I think the key, you know, again, not to bring up PB Loco again, but they did their market research as well, you know.
Right.
And, you know, everybody, I think, for the most part, is kind of familiar with rice pudding. You know, it's not like it's this brand-new concept, but he was able to reinvent it, so you can say, you know. So,
make it fun. It's nutritional.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, if someone came up to you and said, you know, would you like to try this? You know, I mean, would you? You know, I suspect most people wouldn't. What percentage, you know, close and say, wow, that's really fantastic. You know, I'm going to buy some of that, you know. So I would definitely like to check them out, you know, if I'm in the Livingston area. Or, you know, he mentioned that I could see New Hope. I don't know if you've ever been to New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay. Yeah. I could see them in that kind of area as well, you
right.
know.
And it's for all ages. It can be like, you know, my young twin, couple years old, could
exactly.
have it up into
your
know,
dad's
eight.
Age. Right. I mean, think about it. You know, I think your father's generation, you know, because, you know, our dads are probably, you know, in that same age bracket.
Right.
You know, my father's a big fan of rice pudding, you know, and, you know, and all different cultures as well. I didn't realize that, you know. I wasn't sure if, you know, rice pudding was, you know, steered towards. Towards, you know, one particular culture, but
yeah.
as he said, you know, it's all cultures, Italian, Irish, German, you know, French, it doesn't matter, so.
Yeah, I was surprised by his answer saying his competition's ice cream. You know, you think, wow, you could become a competitive
right.
ice cream. I mean, that's such a huge, big market, but sometimes people might not want ice cream all the time. This
exactly.
is an alternative. Yeah.
Right, and I mean, look at the trends that are going on in the industry today. You know, I mean, everything they're talking about, you know, no trans fat, you know, and,
right.
you know, people, you know, most of the population is overweight, so people are looking to, you know, lose weight, and it's something that tastes real good, too, you know, so I really think he's onto something, you know, really nice guy, you know, it's a, you know, I'm
yeah.
gonna be looking out for those guys. So,
so we have a little bit more time, right, Marty?
I think we got about maybe 30 seconds from what Paul's telling me. So, I guess you know, in our next show, again, we're going to be meeting with Aristocare, Don. You know, which is going to be a fantastic show. And then we have Michael Gerber in 2 weeks.
Right.
Did you want to give that quick list, or like in 20 seconds, or? Or you want to do that next week?
No, I think we'll wait till next week.
Okay.
I think I'm down to 15 seconds. I'm a fast talker, but not that fast.
Exactly. So I think what we'll do, Don, is I guess I'll see you next week.
Yeah, good.
You know, and again, for our listeners today, you know, if you want to hear the show from last week with Nancy Lenard, a franchise attorney, you know, you can listen to the show in the audio archives. Again, the great thing about our show is you can listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, it could be 3 a.m. or, you know, 10 a.m. So
definitely go to our show page. We've interviewed, you know, so many people in all different types
Absolutely.
Of jobs within the franchise industry. So we got some nice interviews in our archives. Definitely go check that out, and we got some nice shows coming up.
Absolutely. You know, and if you're listening for the first time, you know, subscribe to our newsletter. You know, I mean, it's very informative, and we have links to some of the interviews that we recently did and a lot of great information. So keep subscribing to that and go to franchiseinterviews.com, and I guess we'll see you next week, Don.
Definitely. Okay, Marty, have a nice day.
Okay, you too, Don.
Good.
Talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.